Hello and welcome to Women in Retail Talks. I'm Ashley Tradio, Senior Content Strategist at the Women in Retail Leadership Circle, and today I'm joined by Arda Tashjian, founder of Little Lady Products, offering nail polishes that are vegan, cruelty-free, and kid-approved. Today we're going to be talking about what makes Little Lady different from other polishes, how Little Lady has had to pivot its business strategy due to the coronavirus pandemic, and much more. So Arda, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here to talk all things Little Lady with you today.
So I thought we could get started by you. I gave a brief introduction, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your background and Little Lady and how your kids inspired you to start the company.
Sure. I have an extensive background in the cosmetic manufacturing industry. So this whole thing began when my daughter was just 2 years old. And she was so obsessed with getting her nails painted, and she would always check mine out when I would get mine done. So when time came to have her nails done, I wanted to make sure that I did have something that was safe enough for her to use, because I do know that a lot of the polishes and the big brands, they do contain a lot of harmful chemicals. So I was on a mission to start creating a new line of nail polish, specifically for little girls, which are 7-toxin-free, they are cruelty-free, they are vegan, and those are the part that the parents love, and the part that the kids love are that the colors are so fun. We have a confetti collection, which is all super sparkly, and each bottle is scented. It has its own yummy, fruity, candy-like scent, and each bottle comes with a special bow ring, which Little Lady fingers. We have the pink one for the confetti glitter collection and the turquoise one for the classic collection. So it's just something a little bit fun that kids can do. Once they paint their nails, they can also put on a bow ring.
That sounds so fun. I want some for myself.
I use it all the time. And actually, I have a lot of pregnant moms-to-be and some also elderly who always tell me that they wear the polish because it is so safe. So it's not only for little girls, but I get a lot of other women who tell me all the time that they use it for themselves as well. I use it all the time.
Interesting. So you already kind of talked a little bit about this, but what makes Little Lady different than other nail polish brands tailored to kids? And why was it important to you that the products were vegan and cruelty-free?
It was just very important for me to have something that I am comfortable putting on my own daughter that anybody else would be comfortable putting on their own, because there's so many toxins out there and things we eat and other products that we use that I just wanted to have something clean and safe for us to put on our own kids or ourselves. And it just works great for kids. And I have parents who always thank me for creating such a product. And the reason why Little Lady is so different and so fun than other kids' products out there is because we have a total of 18 exciting, vibrant, colorful shades. We have our confetti glitter, and each one is scented. We have watermelon, we have bubblegum, we have marshmallow, we have like fruity, we have candy, we have banana. So it's kind of something for everyone. So whereas it is super safe, totally, you can use it and not worry about or hesitate about what you're putting on your child's fingers, but it's also very fun. And we kind of separate ourselves with our special custom bow ring that they are able to wear. So once they do their manicure, they can put on their bow ring and just kind of like show off their freshly painted fingernails.
So fun. So did Little Lady have to pivot any business strategies or operations due to the coronavirus pandemic? What was your journey like there?
Absolutely. So when the pandemic hit, of course, number one, we were all just didn't know what to think. Everybody was just worried, concerned for our own health, our children, parents, elderly, all that stuff. So once, you know, you kind of get your own sanity back in control, I did have to make some adjustments with Little Lady. At that time, during Little Lady, is when I decided to come out. Duos are is one classic collection polish and one confetti glitter polish. It's together, packaged together. And that was kind of something that I decided to do because the children were all home and we're all doing Zoom and trying to deal with teachers and turning in homework and all that stuff. It was just something easy for parents to be able to buy and do with their kids at home. So it was like a little manicure set, if I could say that. So things like that, it was just trying to make the parents' job a little bit easier at home, trying to give the kids something to do, something fun to bond with each other. So of course, a lot of the kids are scared too, and they don't really know how to understand what's going on with the whole pandemic idea. They just know that they're kind of worried and they don't understand why they're so scared. So the time that the parents would be able to spend doing their nails is when they can talk about it and discuss, like, how do you feel? Why are you worried? How, you know, are you scared? And it was kind of like a fun time that they could do painting nails, but they can also just talk about what's going on and just have a little, like, some moments with each other to be able to talk. Whereas if they're just playing with regular toys, they don't really get to communicate exactly what they're feeling. But when they're doing kind of like painting their nails, it's a little bit more quiet time, downtime, where they can talk and discuss and see how the child is really feeling and dealing with everything going on.
That's a great point. And also more people are spending time at home rather than going out for things like manicures. So I'm sure that's helped you as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about your journey to getting 275 stores to carry Little Lady products and about your product showrooms?
Yes. So we have four wonderful, amazing showrooms. We have one in Los Angeles, in Dallas, Atlanta, and in New York. And at the beginning, when I had just started, I didn't really know much about the showroom. So I was just driving in, I was driving down to some of the stores that I shop at for my kids. And I would just, you know, talk to them because I already knew all the owners. And I would mention Little Lady to them and they were so excited about it. So then afterwards, I realized, okay, there's only so many stores I can drive down to, is when I kind of started researching and I found the best showrooms that I could. And they, without hesitation, picked up the line. And they are the ones who actually reach out to all my amazing retail stores. And they go down there and they order through them. And they are a huge help. And I love them all, of course. And they just, it's kind of nice to have that buffer in between because I can talk to them and they tell me exactly like what the retail store is like, what they don't like, what consumers like. And we just kind of get to go back and forth. And it's a nice collaboration because we are based in Los Angeles and we have lots of amazing clients in Texas, in Louisiana, in Florida, New York, all over the country. We have some amazing stores who do carry the line and they all do fantastic with it. So without the showrooms, it probably would have been a little more tough to try to reach those stores who do so well with it and who do love it so much. I've become like friends with many of the store owners because they just call me all the time and they want to restock. They can't keep it in stock. So I just kind of like rush and ship things like within like 1 or 2 days, we got to get orders out because they can't keep them in the stores. So the showrooms are just like, they were the key for me, for a Little Lady.
That's amazing. That strategy had to change at all due to COVID?
Honestly, no, because my showrooms are so great. And with the COVID, of course, the showrooms couldn't go down either. You know, they were stuck at home, but all of them worked so hard and they worked from their own homes and they still got the product out. We had a few holidays in between and Little Lady is like a kind of like a great, like for Easter, we did great because it's a great Easter basket kind of stuffer, and then we're kind of getting ready for holiday. And the showrooms were just right on top of it the entire time, just reaching out, kind of getting to stores, whoever needs it, because, you know, the stores need inventory, of course. Even if people are ordering online, we just had to keep them going. So there was no stopping, no breaks, just trying to get it out there.
Yeah, that's so true. So I wanted to end on a positive note. At Women in Retail, we really value mentorship. Do you have any mentors or mentees, or could you talk a little bit about, has mentorship played a role in your career at all?
Absolutely. I don't even know where to begin with that. One of the biggest mentors that I do have is, like I mentioned at the beginning, that I did work at a cosmetic manufacturing company for about 16 plus years. And the owner of the company, and who's also my boss and now one of my really good friends, knows a lot about the cosmetic industry, and she knows everything about business and all that stuff. So he is my go-to person. From day one, when I told her what I wanted to do, she was super supportive, always wanted me to do it. And anytime I have any kind of questions, I always reach out to her. She's just a phone call away. I still see her all the time. And she's just a great person to have to help me through all this. And then in addition to her, I do have a great support team. I have my husband, my mom, my sisters, my mother-in-law, sister-in-law. I have a big village, you know, just kind of supporting me and rooting me on, helping out with the kids. Because, you know, like working from home, it is difficult to be able to watch the kids and keep them entertained and off the iPads, and at the same time run a business and ship out orders. So I have so much help who help me with the kids, who help watch them, who help entertain them. The kids help me. So it's kind of like I have so many mentors, and I'm very lucky to be able to look up to all of them just to kind of help me through all of this.
Yeah. One more question. How did you adjust to having the kids home while you're working? Like, do you have any advice there or strategies that worked?
Yes, absolutely. Well, at the beginning, it was definitely very hard because we did have Zoom classes that we needed to do, and my son needed to turn in his homework, and he's only 6 years old, so he always wanted me to sit next to him to help explain what was going on, and that, of course, the time I was spending with him was time that I normally would have spent, you know, packing orders or just working, getting things out. So we ended up coming up with a great solution, which was they get to help me pack the orders, which is one of their favorite things to do. They absolutely love being a part of every single step of it, from just packing to grabbing the labels to coming out with new colors. So they actually chose three new colors that are going to be coming out within a few months. One of which is my son's pride and joy. It's called Dino S'mores because he loves dinosaurs. He loves marshmallows and he loves s'mores. So it's a turquoise green color with same color as his favorite T-Rex dinosaur. And it smells just like marshmallows. So he's so excited about it. And it's just kind of great to be able to share the product development steps with him, how to choose your color, to choose a fragrance, to come up with a name. So they've just really enjoyed being a part of it. And then when my husband comes home, they tell him that, oh, daddy, we worked today. We came up with new colors, and they rush him to our home office where they show him the colors, and my husband gets so proud and everyone is just really happy because it's kind of instilling a new work ethic within both my kids, that they are now seeing that you do have to work and what it takes to run a business, and that it's not easy, but they are having a great time doing it. And I'm having such a great time sharing it with them because it's just, we get to spend some quality time with each other. At the same time, they get to learn about business and I get my work done at the same time.
Yeah, that's something that was negative that turned positive. And Arda, where can listeners find Little Lady products?
Well, we are located in over 275 stores nationwide. However, they can also check out littleladyproducts.com, where they can find all our colors as well as our duos and our collection kits. And we also have a manicure remover that we had just come out with, which is going to be super special and super fun. So they can check all that out at littleladyproducts.com.
Well, Arda, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Women in Retail Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at womeninretail.com for show notes. Women in Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Women in Retail Talks.